You're listening to SBS News.
The first official meeting between the Victorian Government and the First Peoples Assembly has marked a historic step towards the creation of treaty in the state. Treaty offers an opportunity for Victoria to recognise and celebrate the status, rights, cultures and histories of Aboriginal Victorians. The parties involved say it is also an opportunity to heal past wounds, achieve genuine reconciliation and build a stronger state for all Victorians. Assembly co-chair Auntie Geraldine Atkinson says she is feeling pleased after the meeting, knowing how much work it has taken to get to this stage.
It got us to the point that all of the work that we've been doing, but not only the work that the First Peoples Assembly have been doing, but what our elders have been involved in and doing and fighting for and advocating for, and our elders' ancestors have wanted to get to a place where we can sit down with the state and discuss about a treaty process that's going to ensure that we get good outcomes for our community.
On the agenda was a timeline for negotiations, a dispute resolution process, and a code of conduct for the negotiating parties with the government. And while the content of a treaty or treaties is not yet known, Ms. Atkinson says it hopes to resolve injustices of the past stemming from colonial practices.
The over-incarceration of our people in the justice system, our children, you know, high percentages of being in out-of-home care, about, you know, having good systems in place in with health and welfare and education. It's about ensuring we get out to communities and engage with community about what they want to see in this process, looking at what our traditional owners can get out of the treaty process, about water rights and about land rights and about those sorts of processes as well.
The Assembly is made up of 21 members elected by Aboriginal Victorians across 5 voting regions and 11 members appointed by each formally recognised traditional owner group. Last month, the Assembly announced Australia's first truth-telling process to formally recognise historic wrongs and address ongoing injustices for Aboriginal Victorians. Assembly co-chair Marcus Stewart says this first meeting marks a new and improved dialogue with the government.
I guess as a representative democracy, that us working together and a collective voice, we can get business done. But we have to make sure that how we work with government, how we negotiate the outcomes that we're legislated to do, that they hold their end of the bargain up. Because, you know, to be frank, government have a history of not holding their end of the bargain up when it comes to negotiating with our people. So we see it as critical getting these processes in place and getting them right.
The government and Assembly are to establish a treaty authority to act as an independent umpire throughout the negotiation process and to set up a self-determination fund. Mr. Stewart says a treaty authority hasn't been implemented in negotiations between state government and traditional owners in the past and is a crucial part of the new process.
But it can really hold the process accountable until we have the independent umpire in place, which is the treaty authority. So we want to progress that work. We want to agree on that work. We want it to be in our own cultural shape, our Aboriginal way of doing business, not us just conforming to whatever government decide they want to progress. And to, you know, the minister's credit, they've agreed that we need to rethink on how we do business and how we move forward and took all that on board.
Ngara Murray chairs the Treaty Authority Committee and Interim Dispute Resolution Process Committee. The dispute resolution process is one of the first projects the committee is undertaking to ensure the state and assembly can solve any future disputes. She says the pandemic has not dissuaded their efforts, with community consultation sessions, the board's monthly meetings and committee meetings held online for the last 7 months.
Here in Victoria, despite a global health crisis, our Assembly members have worked really hard on this first piece of work, so our proposed interim dispute resolution process, and we've done a lot of groundwork, unpacking processes and structures. We've come up with some strong principles and positions on this process, but yeah, it is a big process and there is many elements to it. So we're just following the steps and the processes.
Ms Murray says she is optimistic about the new framework.
And as we progress treaties, I think, you know, there will be complexities from time to time, but as long as we're respectful and we're showing good faith and we're being open and honest in our dialogue with the government and working together, we'll be able to resolve challenges as we go along. So, so it's all very positive from my perspective.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.